5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. It is Product 61, and it is October 12th, and it's beautiful out here in Washington. I can't say enough about Washington State. You know, when let's press pause and let's backtrack. So, moment of reflection. So the name of this podcast is Personal Time, and what I'm going to do is talk just a little bit about what the importance of personal time has meant to me, how setting personal time has impacted my life in a positive way, and just to encourage you all to do the same. Nothing crazy, just a lot of positive energy that I want to send out there and hype myself up for the weekend, which I'm looking forward to. But before I even get into that, man, just... it's almost the middle of the month. I just want to pause for a minute and just reflect. It's been a year since I moved out here to Washington State. Moved out here from Indiana on a whim. And I have to say it was the right decision to make. Washington State is an amazing state. It's beautiful. It takes a little bit of getting used to. But honestly, I have to say that of all the places that I've lived in, Washington is right up there with the places that have resonated the most to me. I wanna talk just a little bit today. Nothing crazy, maybe just 10 minutes about personal time, the importance of spending personal quality time with yourself. You know, as Americans, I know that we place a lot of emphasis on being productive, you know, on setting a strong pace, maintaining that pace, and generating some sort of profit, increasing our profit margins, and then somehow we have to figure out a way to make sure that we are maintaining a quality of life that you know, that we can at least do it enough to balance out you know, the ripping and running that we do on a day-to-day basis. Listen, I'm just little old me. I don't know much of anything. I just know what I know. So let me tell you what I know. The name of this podcast is called Personal Time. And so what I just want to do is just talk a little bit about what that means to me, and how recognizing the necessity of having personal time has impacted my life in a positive end, and also to talk about how not spending personal quality time with myself, not setting aside personal quality time, how that has crept into, my overall wellness, and how and the track that it's led me on when I'm not doing that. So here's what I've realized in my life. One of the main reasons that we've got to have personal time, that we've got to figure out a way, and all the ripping and running, no matter what we're doing with our family, no matter what we're doing with the dog, no matter what we're doing with work, no matter the, you know, church, communal obligations that we've created for ourselves on the weekends or in the evenings. The reason personal time is so important is because personal time is a way of saying that at least for this amount of time, no matter how much it is or how small it is, I'm going to take care of myself. And the reason that's important is because when and if you don't do that, and when you don't do that enough, a lot of times you're not spending enough time in the mirror to make sure that you are who you say you are, and that you're on the track to being who you say that you're going to be. Okay, and I think that's important. That's an important concept. That was an important concept for me to figure out. That was an important concept for me to recognize, is that when I was so caught up in and making money spent. For those who don't know me, man, I used to think fitness was life. Like, fitness was my career. It was my hobby. It was my passion. Fitness was my everything. And I ended up opening up two gyms in Indiana. I started out as a personal trainer at Gold's Gym. Then I became the assistant general manager at Gold's Gym. Then I became the fitness director. Gold's Gym closed down and became a different gym. I moved to LA Fitness. I became the assistant fitness director there. Then I was the fitness director there. Then I became the district vice president there, which is just another fancy way of saying area manager. But nonetheless, I was district vice president there. Then I started two gyms of my own. And man, the money was like the most important thing to me. Making a name for myself in the fitness industry was the most important thing to me. And then one day I looked up and I realized that I had nobody in Indiana. I realized that it was just me. My sister had graduated and she had moved to Boston. She got her master's degree in communications and she had got married in Boston. She moved away. My brother, I took up a job working out in Chicago, and my parents 5 years prior had moved out here to Washington State. And not only had everyone moved away, but people had moved on. Like, it wasn't just the physical move, it was the direction that their lives had taken. And I was so caught up in doing me. You know, you see all this stuff on social media, you hear everybody say all the time, just do you, just do you. Yes, but there's caveats, man. There's got to be caveats. You can't just do you. You got to pay attention to the people who love you, the people who support you. You got to pay attention to what they're saying when they're not saying anything. So my story, I can't talk about anyone else's situation. All I can talk about is my story. So my story is, you know, it's like I looked up one day and I realized that it was just me physically, and it was almost just me literally. And I had a decision to make. You know, I said, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. You know, I'm selling my stake in my gym. And I'm going to save up whatever other money that I need to make the difference to feel comfortable to move out. And that's what I did. I just, when I got to that sum, I put everything down, bought my ticket, and I was gone. From that moment on, I realized that the reason I had gotten to that place where I had almost isolated myself from everything and everyone is I had lost sight on what was important. And I had voluntarily, but unknowingly, unwittingly allowed that imbalance of getting it done, doing me, being productive, making shit happen, taking care of the things in life that I wanted to accomplish. I had inadvertently allowed those things to create such an imbalance in my life that I didn't even recognize myself anymore. Like, I literally didn't recognize myself. There's things in life that I love doing. There's passions that I have. There's part of my personal journey that I had committed to doing that I had not maintained, and it literally took me realizing that it was just me in Indiana, and me recognizing I wasn't happy about it just being me in Indiana, to make that change. So personal time, I think personal time is so important, because when you consistently set aside even just a small section of personal time, it allows enough time of reflection, self-care and wellness for you to be able to look in the mirror and make sure that what you see in the mirror is what you want to see in the mirror, and what you see in the mirror is what you want to see in the mirror tomorrow. And if not, then you can make those corrections. So, really quick, because, you know, this podcast isn't designed to be a educational piece or anything like that. It's just a positive. It's just a little bit of a positive motivational piece that I kind of put together. I put some notes down on my phone, so I'm just gonna read off the notes. And this is kind of how I define personal time, and I define it for myself in this way. If it helps somebody out there, I want it to help somebody out there. If you want to share it with somebody out there, feel free to share it with somebody out there. But number one, how to define personal time. The first thing that I have been doing is qualifying it. So what is personal time? Meaning, number one, what am I going to do? It doesn't have to be the same thing all the time, right? Now, if there's things that you like to do, if there's something in your life that's important for you, if you're an artist, if you're a musician, if you like photography, if you like a combination of those things, if you like gardening, if you like exercising, whatever it might be, before your week starts every week, before my week starts every week, what I do is I qualify it. Okay, these are the things that I'm going to do for me this week. Okay, boom. Take that, run with it, whatever it means for you. Number two, how am I going to do it? Okay, meaning, am I going to play? Am I going to lift weights on these days? And then am I going to, take my dog to the dog park on these days? Just qualify it. So how am I going to do it? Number three, when will I do it? Set aside days. Again, on Monday, I'm going to take my dog to the dog park. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to make sure that I hit the gym. Friday, I'm going to make sure that I go to the croquet class. Whatever it might be, that's what I mean by qualify it, okay? The second part is to quantify it. So you've qualified it, now quantify it, all right? Numbers are everything, right? So if you say at the beginning of the week, okay, here's my work week, okay? I'm working 50 hours this week, right? I got to spend this amount of time with the kids. Got to spend this amount of time with the family. Got to spend this amount of time with a community organization or whatever it might be. Where's the you time, all right? You got to find it. You got to say, okay, 8 hours, okay? 8 hours, at least 8 hours this week is going to be me time, okay? So quantify it. Get that number out there, okay? Two, for how long, okay? So once you quantify it, meaning how many hours this week am I going to spend set aside for me? Then pick how many days that week and break it down to how many days or how many hours in those days are going to get you to that overall net time that you've set aside. So let's, for example, if I say I'm going to spend 8 hours of quality time with myself, then that means I've got 4 days, 2 hours, and 2 hours for each of those days. Or maybe I've got 2 days that I'm going to set aside for myself, 4 hours for those 2 days. Just look at your schedule, box that in, put that together, and then make sure that you stick with it, right? Which brings us to the third part, which is to be confident and be content. You know, here's the thing is, I feel like too often we fall into the temptation of, gotta bring this mic closer, sorry. Too often we fall into the temptation of being too aware of what our peers are doing. Where work and a friend says, it happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Sitting there at work, writing my report, and one of my co-managers, they say, hey, you know, for the fall or for my fall vacation, you know, me and my husband, we're going somewhere to Europe. I think she said, it wasn't a couple of weeks ago. It was this summer. They were going to, I think it was France, wherever the women's national soccer team was playing. I think it was France. They said they were going to France. Where it was either France or Italy. I think it's France. They would say, oh yeah, we're going to France for 2 weeks. And we're going to go backpacking across Europe. And then she wanted my Instagram so that we could stay plugged up and I could, you know, check out everything that her and her husband were doing in Europe. Man, that's awesome. The temptation might be to be envious of that. And there's nothing wrong with being envious of somebody who's doing certain types of things that maybe you would like to be doing. But at the same time, they're not you. You're not them. So you got to be confident about what you're doing and also to be content about what you're doing. Okay. They can't do the things that they are doing all the time, that the fun things that you might be envious of. They can't do those things all the time. But at the same time, whatever you're doing, you have to know that people are looking at you and they're being envious of you as well. And so just be content. Be content. Be humble. Be appreciative of what you are being able to do for yourself and be confident in what you're doing. Okay. Own that shit that's called swag. Let it drip. All right. The fourth point is understanding that there's boundaries to be set and there's boundaries to be maintained. Okay. So this is literally the last point I'm going to make here. All right. But it's the most important, which is why I said it as the last. Here's the thing about that I've learned about boundaries. Okay. Boundaries are designed to protect the sovereignty of the item in question. Okay. So the reason that we know that you've crossed over from Washington into Oregon is because of a boundary line, right? Those boundary lines allow Washington State to know when they're in Washington State, and they allow people in Oregon to know when they're in Oregon, right? The reason we have boundaries between the U.S. and Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, is to let the people in Canada know when they're in Canada and they cross over to America, and vice versa. The people in Mexico to know when they're in Mexico and when they cross over into the United States, when the people in the United States know when they cross over into Mexico, and vice versa. Okay, no need to continue with this analogy. But people are the same way, okay? So if you don't set boundaries for yourself, then you will never be able to protect your own sovereignty from the influences of what's going on around you. And the influences of what's going on around you will drain your industry. They'll drain your energy. They'll drain your spirit. They'll drain your sense of self. They'll drain your courage. They'll drain your love. They'll drain your emotions, because boundaries are designed to protect those things. I'll tell you another thing about boundaries, all right? Boundaries are a great indication of knowing whether or not the people around you actually respect you. All right. When you set boundaries up for yourself and you say, this is permissible, this is not permissible, the people in your life that say that they matter to you and that you want to matter to you, you will know whether or not they respect you as an individual based on how they relate to those boundaries that you've set up for them, for yourself. You set them up for yourself, but they apply to the people that you're relating to. And one of the greatest indicators is when you say no. When you say no, this means that there's a boundary here and you're asking that person to respect it. People who respect the no, they respect you. People who do not respect the no, they do not respect you. People who want to challenge your no, they do not respect you. People who take offense to the no, they don't respect you. There's nothing wrong with being who you are and saying, respect who I am. The people who cannot respect that, they have an issue with themselves. They can't, there's no possible way that they can be someone who you can embrace them and it end up for the good. So I just want to put that out there. Now, as far as personal time, set boundaries, protect that personal space. Once you've qualified it, you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. This is when I'm going to do it. Once you've quantified it, you said, this is when I'm going to do it and for how long I'm going to do it. And you've estimated the time, the cost, right? You said, okay, this is how much it's going to cost. And you set aside that money. If it costs anything, you set aside that money. That, boom, that is, listen, that's a beautiful thing. You gotta take that. You've got to own that, and you've got to protect that. You've got to be consistent with that, because all that is you taking time, looking in the mirror, appreciating what's there, being able to adjust what it is that you like and what you take issue with, what you want to see reflected back at you, making sure that that is done, and then moving on. That's literally all that is. It's no different getting up in the morning to get ready to go to work, checking yourself out in the mirror long enough to adjust yourself, and then keeping it moving, and then getting to work. That's literally all personal time is. What I've learned is that when I don't take personal time, it's just as though I go to work for a week straight and never once look in the mirror to see if what's in the mirror is how I want to present myself to my responsibilities. It's no different than that. It's literally like getting up and going to work for a week straight and never taking the time to look in the mirror and see if this is what I want to present to my responsibilities, to the thing that's going to put food on the table for me and take care of my responsibilities. If you don't take the time to see how that looks and see if that's how you want to present yourself, if what's in the mirror is what you want to project to the world, that's the exact same thing that happens when you don't take time out and give yourself some personal time, right, to protect your own industry, to protect your own sovereignty. That's all I got to say, y'all. This is Product 61. I've timed this to release Saturday morning at 12 a.m. And you can check it out on Spotify and my Facebook page, Leon X. Love y'all. Keep your head up. Don't chase it. Drink it straight. We will see y'all next time. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.